Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. And for the sin that we have sinned before you by showing contempt for parents and teachers, we have not respected those who could guide us. This sin can be, and usually is, committed out of their range of hearing. By degrading our parents and teachers, we have damaged their prestige and authority. We've been guilty of causing a breakdown of tradition by having failed to respect the bearers of tradition. We complain about the shortcomings of the next generation, but we are responsible at least in part because our children have learned from us not to respect their elders. For the sin that we have sinned before you by exercising power, we have taken advantage of the weak. We have used physical, economic, or political power to intimidate the weak. Because we are arrogant, we have developed an exaggerated sense of our own power. This has caused us to take advantage of weaker people, thereby causing them untold suffering. And for the sin that we've sinned before you by showing contempt for parents and teachers, for the sin that we've sinned before you by exercising power. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.